Okay, today is Daf. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Freud family, Zeichu Nishmas, Esther Ruchama Bas Rav Chaim Halevi. Some should have Anna Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the bottom of your test about two lines. We're going to go back. We're going to go back just to the four lines at the bottom from Amri Bnei Rav Chiya, just to get the flow. So Amri Bnei Rav Chiya, the sons of Rav Chiya said, Mitzvahs Malika, the mitzvah of Malika, the way to do Malika is Machsir simanim l'achoreya oreif umolek. Somehow you pull the simanim behind, I guess behind the neck bone, and then you do the malika from there. So ikad de amri. Some say af machsir, meaning even if you did machsir, it's kasher. I mean, really you don't have to, but if you did it, it's fine. The ikad de amri machsir dafka. Others say that you must pull them from behind. The Gemara says what we're up to. Umistabra. Kimanda Amar Af Machsir. And it makes sense, according to the Shitu, says Af Machsir. Meaning you don't have to do it, but if you pull them from behind, it's also kosher. Right? Mimai. How do I know that that's the better way to describe what they said? Midikatani, because our Mishnah had said, Hashoche min orev shchitaso psula. If you did shchita, right, if you're trying to do shchita from the back, right, from the back side of the neck, the shchita is pasul. And hamolik min orev milakaso kosher. If you do malika from the back, the malika is kosher. The Isol Kedaitach Machsir Dafka, and if you think that you must pull the simanim behind the bone, then my ira molek. Then why is only molek from the back of the neck kosher? Afilu shochei nami. Even doing shchita from the back of the neck should be kosher because you have no problem because you're hitting the you're going to hit the two simanim before you hit the bone. So then it should be kosher. I mean, I think the answer might be is no. There's a place. There's a time and a place for everything. Shchita in the front, leak in the back. But okay, that's not the way the Gemara goes. He says, "My imer molek afilo shochet nami el alav shmamina." So must be you see that af machsir. It must be af machsir that even if you pull the simanim behind the bone and do the shchita the malika that way, it would be kosher. Umasnisim b'dolahader. And our Mishnah, which says that if you, that doing shchita from the back of the neck is not kosher, must be talking about a case where the person did not pull the simanim behind. Had the person pull the simanim behind and then the shchita, then possibly that would be kosher. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yannai.
I'm sorry. Shchita or malika? He's saying just now. What did you say? Shchita is no good from behind.
Yeah, the Mishnah said shchita is no good from behind. If you must pull the simanim behind, right, to do malika. That's the way malika is done with the simanim exposed. So why would shchita not be good from behind? So it must be that you don't have to. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't pull the simanim behind, and that's why the shchita is possible. Amar okay. Rabbi Yannai says, Yikavlu harovim. Rovim is like in the Arim, right? You have to know your Mishnah, so that word comes up. It's a Mishnah, Maseches Talmid, that says harovim shomusham. It talks about different guards. I don't know, that says in the note. All the guards are guarding the base of Mikdash. It talks about the rovim, the young ones guard a certain area. So Yikavlu harovim, which much means the young ones, which are Bnei Rabbi Chiya. I'm going to bring them a question to their answer. The Katani, because our Mishnah said, Nimtza kasher b'shchita pasul b'malika, kasher b'malika pasul b'shchita. The Mishnah gives us this rule, the general rule that if it was kasher to be done in shchita, that's pasul b'malika, and if it's kasher done by malika, it's pasul by shchita. So what's this rule coming to teach us? It's not. It can't be coming to teach us that you do it on the Malika is on the back and Shchita is on the front, because that already says it so. It already says so in the Mishnah. So Lemute Mai must be excluding something. What's it coming to exclude? Lav Lemute Machsir Simanim Lachore Orif. Isn't it coming to exclude the fact that you're not supposed to pull the Simanim behind the neck? Below, that's not kosher. I don't know why that would be what they think, but isn't that what's coming to exclude? So the Gemara answers no. There are other things that could be coming to exclude. Right, meaning if it's coming to exclude that, then what Bnei Rav Chiya said is wrong. But the Gemara is going to say that no, the Mishnah could be coming to exclude other things, and then Bnei Rav Chiya's statement could still stand. For example, Amar Rav Amar Rachana, lo, it's not coming to exclude pulling the simanim behind. It's the Meute Shein Vitziporin. It's coming to exclude, I guess, Shein and Tziporin, or Shein and Tziporin by Shchita. That Shane and I don't know what Shane is doing by Malika. Tziporin is the one by Malika. It's coming to exclude Shane and Tziporin. So Mara says, wait a minute, it's coming to exclude Shane and Tziporin. Shane with Tziporin, the Hedrick Kanilu. Shane and Tziporin are already excluded by Shchita. We already know that Shane and Tziporin are not allowed by Shchita. We had a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Mubez. It said Chutz Mimagal, Kotzir, Shinayim, Siporin. The Shechita already is possible by the Shein and Siporin. Right? And we already explained there that the Psul of Shein and Siporin is when it's Mechubar. It's connected. So why would you say that the Mishnah with this extraneous statement is coming to exclude Shein and Siporin by Shechita? It's already excluded. So if that's not what it's excluding, must mean that it's excluding without pulling the simanim behind the Bnei Rabbi Chiya wrong. Where it says, no, El Amar Rabbi Yiriya, Lemu'ute Molich Umevi. It's coming to exclude the concept of Molich Umevi, I believe, by, right, Rashi says on the fourth short line, I skipped a bunch of Rashi, but okay, Lemu'ute Molich Umevi, the Kasher Vishchita U'pasu B'Malika. That's what's coming to exclude, that Molich Umevi, the slicing motion, is usher, it doesn't work by Malika. By Malika, it's just pressure straight through. So, Lemu'ute Molich Umevi. So the Gemara says, that's fine, according to the Mandamar who says, Hamdicha Lamanda Amar, Moluchu Mevi B'Malik Apostle. But it's a machlokas. El Lamanda Amar, that's kosher, that Moluchu Mevi by Malika is kosher, so Ma'ik Lamemar. The Mishnah can't be coming to teach you that Moluchu Mevi is Apostle if Moluchu Mevi are kosher. So the Gemara says, fine. So if it's not coming to teach you that, then it's coming to exclude what Bnei Rabbi Chiya said, and the Bnei Rabbi Chiya are wrong. Bnei Rabbi Chiya, no, he's saying no. Bnei Rabbi Chiya, Sabilei, Kamanda Amar, Moluchu Mevi B'Malik Apostle. They hold that Molich Umevi by Malika is Pasul. So I already know that. So Molich Umevi by Malika is Pasul. So I don't know that. So therefore the Mishnah is coming to exclude Molich Umevi.
Do Malika just plain status?
Just pressure. Just putting the pressure straight through. So Bnei Rabbi Chiya Sabila Kamanda Amar Molich Umevi by Malika Pasul. The Mishnah is coming to exclude Molich Umevi. And therefore, if the Mishnah comes to exclude Molech Umevi, it's not coming to exclude the case of pulling it behind. You have a kasha on Bnei Rabbi Chiya. Okay. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana said, Mitzvah Malika. Right, what's the Mitzvah Malika? It's Kotzeitz V'yored. I guess you slice with the nail, and you push down with strength. No Molech Umevi, no slicing, no cutting motion. It's just straight down with pressure. V'zohi Mitzvasa. And that's its Mitzvah. Sabra Rav Avin LeMeimar, so Rav Avin was thought to say that what Kahana said, Zoe Mitzvasa, is Kotzeitz V'yored in. This is that only if you put the pressure, then that's kosher. But Molech Umevi below. But if you do it in a slicing, then that would not be kosher. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah says no. It's Kol Shekein to Molech Umevi Malika kosher. We'll get to that in a moment. Umay Zoe Mitzvasa, meaning Molech Umevi for sure is kosher by Malika. So why does he say Zoe Mitzvasa, which was the pressure, Zoe Mitzvasa? Even if you do it this way, it's also kosher. But really, it seems to be saying that the optimal way to be doing Malika is Molech Umevi. Why? So Rashi says that maybe it's better to do that way because that's the way in Shechita. So if it's good in Shechita, that's the way it should be done. So we can make it good in Malika as well. But there's another way to do Malika also, which is just putting the pressure. I don't know, I just don't understand that. Malika's one way, Shechita's another way. Okay, all right. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel. Kol ha-kasher b'shechita kenegdo b'orit kasher b'malika. Anything that's kasher b'shechita, then on the other side, that's how you do Malika. That seems like a huge chiddush. Rashi points out, he says, no, what Shmuel's talking about here, he's talking about the place. He's only talking about the location of the Shechita. So you have the front of the neck and the back of the neck. The location where you do Shechita on the front, that's the location where you do Malika on the back. That's it. So Kol, right, Rashi says, it is Amar Shmuel. He says, Amar Shmuel Kol HaKasher, Shmuel Lav B'Hilchos Shechita Kairi. He's not talking about Hilchos Shechita, because there are plenty of things that apply by Shechita that don't apply by Malika. If you just go down to the end, he says, El Shmuel B'Hechsher Makom Shechita Kamairi. End of the Rashi. Shmuel is only talking about the place where you do Shechita. Kol makom harayi b'tzavar l'shechita, any place on the front of the neck, which is the place we're supposed to shechita, roi l'malika l'umaso me'achor v'molamor. That's where we're supposed to place to us l'malika, on the back of the neck. Okay, so just read it. Kol makom kasher v'shechita, k'negdo ba'orif kasher v'malika. So Gemara says, to make the diuk then is, what's the diuk then? Ha pasul v'shechita, if something is placed as pasul v'shechita, Pasul Malika. Then that place would be Pasul on the backside of the neck. L'mu'ute mai. What's that coming to me'ute? So now, I would have thought l'mu'ute mai would mean it's coming to me'ute a certain place. You know, what?
Yeah, location.
A location. The Gemara says, no. Ilem l'mu'ute ikur. to come to be, to exclude the concept of ikor, which is a major machlokes what that is, but that's not a concept about location. That's a concept in hilchos shchita. So ilem ute ikor simanim, I can't come to exclude it was ikor simanim. We'll get to a minute. Hatani Rav Baruch Yecheskel she'ein ikor simanim by oath. Rami Baruch Yecheskel already taught us that there's no ikor simanim by oath. So by bird, whether you do shchita, whether you do malika, there's no ikor simanim. So how can it come to exclude? How can it come to exclude ikor simanim to tell me that ikor? You know, it's coming to exclude. It says kol makom. So Shmuel's coming to exclude ikor simanim. So with ikor simanim, I think the easiest way to explain it is based on the Bahad, Tosos, Rashi, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosos. The Bahad basically seems to say that ikor simanim is somehow within the body of the animal, the simanim got dislodged from their place somehow, to a certain place, I don't know, either disconnected or dislodged, somehow in a way that doesn't make the animal a treifa, and then you do the shechita, and you check afterwards. It's like an internal...
This is by birds. This is by eif. Ikur simanim by eif.
Well, hold on for a second. It's both. We said it's kol makom, right?
I have ikur simanim
Okay. What do you mean? You have ikur simanim. The simanim got...
That's from the neck, the simanim moved?
They got dislodged. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know how it works. I don't know anatomy. I don't know physiology. But
why that is not a treifa, I don't know.
Yeah, how it's not a treifa. They moved it somehow. I don't know. He says, right, so let's go back. So let's start. Now that we know ikur simanim, let's go back to the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, back again. Amar Shmuel says, kol ha-kasher b'shechita, which said any location which is kasher by shechita, kenegba or kasher malika. Then the diuk is, kol pasul b'shechita, pasul malika. Any place that's pasul b'shechita is pasul malika. So what's that coming? So basically saying, le'ute mai, which place is Shmuel coming to the Mechadish that's possible malika, so too by shrita? So forget the place question we have. So ilema, if it's coming le'ute ikur simanim, to tell me that if we have this ikur of simanim, that the shrita is possible, and Shmuel is coming to teach us that so too by the birds, the ikur simanim is possible, that can't be. Because Rami Bar Yecheskel already said there is no concept of ikur simanim by birds. That by birds it's not an issue. So if there's not, so what? I don't know. But I don't understand what the diuk is if we're talking about makom, as Rashi pointed out, and it's talking about ikur. Maybe they dislodged from their place, but they're always in the front of the neck. Okay, so it can't be talking about saying that ikur simanim are possible by a bird, even if you did a shrita, because Shmuel can't say that, because Rami Bar Yecheskel is saying that is not a problem by birds. So Amar Rav Papa says, Limu'ute Rosho. It's coming to exclude the head. That if you can't shechta the head, it's too high up, so you can't do Malika in the back by the head. So Gemara says, Rosho Pshito. Rosho is possible. First of all, we already learned that yesterday. It says mimul orpo, which we learned mimul, not on the head, it's mimul, right. What's next to the head, which is the neck. Right, mimul orpo or rachmano, vilo berosho, and not the head. So Shmuel can't become and teach us that. We already know that. Gemara says, no, my rosho. What does rosho mean? Rosho means shipui rosho, on an angle. Could go the nakat mishipu rosho, the higrim, the azol, ademate titoi. You started doing malika on the head, and then you went on the angle, right? You went on the hagrama. You went on the angle down, and you angled your fingernail, and it went, and it completed the malika by the simanim. You did what we call hagrama. We discussed the other day. It was in the right spot. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that was a machlokas. You see, remember, it was a machlokas if you started the shechita in the wrong place and ended it in the right place. He says, you're right. Vikid Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, and it goes according to the shechita of Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, Higrim Shlish. If you did hagrama, meaning you were in the wrong location, whatever the wrong location is, you were in the wrong location for the first third, v'shachat shnei shlish, and then you did this, and then you did the shlita in the correct two thirds at the end. So even though you had rov, in the right place, psula, it's still possible. So come Shmuel to teach us. So too here, if you did malika starting in the wrong place, I think it's a little better because it's talking about place. You're starting in the wrong place, and then it goes into the right place. It's still just like it's possible by shchita, it'd be possible by malika. But again, only according to the shita of Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. Fine. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derava LeRav Ashi. So now Rav Acha Berei Derava says Rav Ashi, Hadetani Rami Bar Yecheskel Ein Ikur Simanim BeOf Lo amaron el lamanda amar in shkita ofna Torah. So there's a machlokas as to whether or not the fact that birds require shkita is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So what we just saw, which was before the question of Shmuel, that Rami Bar Yecheskel said there's no ikur simanim by oaf. The concept of this, of ikur doesn't apply by a bird. So Rav Acher Bar Yerash says that only works if you say that there's no concept of shkita on birds midaraisa. Meaning, if there were shkita from birds, it would be halacha d'oraisa, then all the rules would apply, and you would have to, and ikur would be a problem also. So he must be holding that it's only midarabanan. Comes the Gemara, Aval Laman, turn to Amar Beis, Aval Laman da Amar, yesh shkita l'of min Torah. But according to the man Damar who says that shkita is a din d'oraisa by birds, yesh ikur, then the concept of ikur would apply. Right? Rashi says, Aval Laman da Amar, yesh shkita l'of min Torah. I apologize, I skipped a lot of Rashi's, but hopefully we understood without it. Right. Jeff will be upset with me. Let's go through the Rashi's. Yes, a Baruch Hashem. Okay.
Don't tell him.
El man domer yishkit lof min Torah. Rashi says mitorah she nimsur lemoshe al peh. Dahein halacha lemoshe misinai. These are the five things we said: agrama and nikor and all those things are halacha lemoshe misinai. The Rebbe Amra the pligia the Rebbe Amra, and Rebbe is the one who says that shkita opens midaraisa. The pligia the Rebbe Lazar reperek hashochik, and he has a machlokas with Rebbe Lazar. Think next week and daf chav ches, right? The Tanya Rebbe Omer v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha milamech and itstavu moshe al hichol shkita bal peh. Right, that's what he says. With zavata kasher shevisicha, v'yafal pishlo kasev b'torah l'veshes alakana l'arov echa ba'ov rov shnayim b'behema amo yishchita ba'ov. He says, you see from there that the shchita ba'ov, right? But he's hold, but according to Rabbi Lazar, you wouldn't have the concept of nikur, so of ikur. So amar le, sort of Ashi says back to Rav Acha, no, I can just prove the other way around. I can say but dafka the opposite. Pum fuck it. I can say. Right, Adiraba Ipcha Mistabra. I was at a flappish wedding yesterday. So Adiraba Ipcha Ipcha Mistabra. The opposite makes more sense. Lemay da Amar Yeshkitul Ofmin Torah Ikalameim or the Hachi Agamrei Dein Ikur Vafilamanda Amar Kibahema. You can theoretically say, okay, Shkitas Of is Midoraisa, but Shkitas Of Midoraisa, you only learn what the Halacha Moshe Mishina taught us. So the Halacha Moshe Mishina, according to what we're saying, the Halacha Moshe Mishina taught us, there is Shkita Midoraisa, but the Ikur is not a problem. But, if you remind the Amar Kibahema, even if you say that you learn it out from Behema, right, in an Ikur, lo havi Kibahema, when it comes to Ikur, the Halacha Moshe Mishina is that you don't have the issue by birds. El Laman the Amar ain't Shkita L'Ofen Torah. This is a fascinating way you learn it. But according to my Dhamma, who says that Shkita is only Midarabanan. So when you make a Din Darabanan, called the Rabbanan, ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. The Rabbanan has to be patterned or modeled off of the d'oraisa. So what are you modeling shkita of a bird off of? Shkita of a behema. So you got to model it completely. The model has ikur, so what you learn from it, the Rabbanan, also will have ikur. Right. Fascinating way of learning it. He says, El manda amar, ein shkita la'of min Torah, elamidis divrei sofrim, mehecha gemirle. Where are we learning any of the halacha shkita by oaf? The fact that you actually even have to do shkita by oaf. Where are we learning it from? We behema. You're learning it from behema. So once you're learning it from the behema, once you're patterning it after the behema, kula milsa behema. Then you pattern the whole thing. So there's no raya one way or another. Basically, you can learn either way. Okay. Amar Ravina. Ravina says. Amar Ravina. Amarli Ravin Bar Kisi, Haditani Rami Bar Yecheskel Ein Ikur Simanim Ba'Of. That which Rami Bar Yecheskel said, that this concept of Ikur, which we were learning as the dislodging, but it happens to be machlokas of what it is, Ein Ikur Simanim Ba'Of, Lo Amaron El B'Malika. We only say that, I guess, by Kachem, when it comes to Malika. Aba B'Shchita Yesh Ikur. But if you were doing Shchita, Chulin, if you do Shchita, then Ikur would be an issue. Which sort of makes sense because either way, we done the deraisa level. You're learning it from where you're learning shkita. You're learning shkita from the behema. So the shkita applies. Malika is its own category. Ikur wouldn't apply. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha amar Rabbi Yirmiyah amar Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say kol hakasher b'shkita? Any way to do shkita, any way place you're supposed to do shkita, kinegdo ba'oif kasher b'malika. Then on the other side, it's kasher b'malika. Ha pasul pasul. which means that anything that would be puzzle, a location would be puzzle under Malika. So how can you tell me, again, I don't understand the question, because it's not talking about a place. It's talking about a separate halacha. Right. But he says, that which would be puzzle by Shrita would be puzzle by Malika. Someone says, all right, haluk liga. He argues, he's going to argue on Shmuel. I simply don't understand that. Like, the whole thing that Shmuel said, and Rashi was explicit, we saw it in Rashi, that Shmuel's din is limited specifically to location, right, not to any of the halachos of Shrita. So he doesn't make this comparison. And now the Gemara says, I didn't follow it. Okay. I understand the words, I don't understand how that works. Okay. Next. Amar Ze'iri. All right, we're going to finish it early. Amar Ze'iri. Nishbara Mafrekes. The Rov Basar Ima Nevela. So I think this is a continue. I think this applies both to Malika and Shchita. If the neck bone and most of the flesh, I guess around the neck bone, is cut before the simanim, then the animal is considered a nevela. Rashi points out, even if the animal is still mifrachas, it's still flaying, flailing. Even if it's still flailing, right? Flaying is something else. Even if it's still flailing, right? Flaying is peeling and flailing is doing this. Okay. You know what? Right, as Rashi points out, it's still considered a nevela. So I guess that means somehow it makes more sense with the Malika, I guess. You're coming from the tzad. You kill the animal essentially before you hit the simanim, which comes in the vela. The nevela comes with specific halachas, with tumah.
At that point, the bird is dead.
It's dead before you hit the simanim.
Okay, so then you can't do on a dead bird.
Right, so in the process of doing the shnita, or the process of doing the milika, you did it wrong in such a way that's what happened.
Okay.
So Amar Rav Chisda, Afana Nami Tanina. This halacha that Ze'iri just said, we also learned it from a Mishnah. And therefore, if you already learned it from a Mishnah, it's a kasha on Ze'iri as to why he has to state it. It's obvious. So what's the case? The case is Malik Besakin. I'm not sure what you're doing. So you must have a karban, bird, and you're supposed to do malika, and to go through the back. And instead of using the fingernail, you use the knife. So malik besakin, right? So I guess you did it wrong. Right? You did it wrong. So this malika is puzzle, and then the Mishnah says, umetame begadim abes ablia, which is code word for it becoming a nevela. A kosher bird, a kosher nevela animal becomes tame by touching it. A kosher bird that turns into a nevela only becomes tame if you swallow it, when we start swallowing it. But it's code word matame begadim abes ablia. That's the story. So now, so therefore, it must be a nevela in this case. Now, ve'iya marta, and if you said that a behema whose neck is broken with the rov basar prior to the simanim is not a nevela, well then, if ve'iya marta treifa habit, it just becomes a treifa, it doesn't become a nevela, then why, here in this case, milikasa, right? And so in the case where you did milika with the knife, even though that it's not malika done the right way, milikasa zohi shchitasa, the malika should at least be similar to the shchita, right? Because sof, you cut the simanim appropriately.
Yeah, but you cut in the wrong place.
But for malika, it was in the right place, you know, in the back.
Yeah, we did it with a knife. So
that's okay, right, that's Gemara's, that's strange, and Gemara's going to answer that. He says, iamat shreifa havi, milikasa zohi shchitasa, so tahanele sakim letarim nevela. Einachanami, you may have done it wrong, but you must have done it and right enough, but doing it by the back, and it should be done by the back malika, that this knife should not create nevela. It should just create that it's usher. So Gemara answers, he says, no, Amri, Hassam, the reason there that it's a nevela, the proof is, you see there, that if you break the bone and the flesh before the simanim, it becomes a nevela. So Gemara answers, like Yossi is saying, that's not the reason. It's not the same thing as the Eri. Here we're talking about we're supposed to do Malika. Shchita is nothing when it comes to a case of Malika. His Ami Hasam, Mishum Dalab Shchita Klau. We're talking about a kutchin bird, and you take a knife and you cut it through the back of the neck. That has no concept of Malika. That's just killing the bird. That's not doing it the right way. He says, Hasam Mishum Dalab Shchita. Right? So the Shchita with a knife in the back of the neck doesn't count for anything. Therefore, even if you think that the behemoth, when it breaks the neck, and the bone, the meat, is not a treifa. Nevertheless, this shechita can't do anything to make it. It makes it into an avela because it's just, right. It's just killing the bird. Right. So Ze'iri's halacha is still a chiddush because the case of the Mishnah is completely different. So the Gemara says, my taima. So what's the reason why the shechita doesn't work for Malika? So at least to be matarit from the nevela, shechita from the back. So I thought the answer is simple because that's not the way you're supposed to do it. But the Gemara says no. He has two other reasons. He says, my taima. Why is this shechita no good? Rav Huna Amar Rav Nishim who machalid, because if you do shechita from the back, somehow the knife gets hidden. And you can't have, the knife can't be hidden on the front. Remember, we said in the beginning that the meat expands, and then you can see the knife the whole time. In the back, it still gets hidden. And chalada is one of the five things that make shechita no good. And Rava says the reason why the shechita is no good, mipnei shehu doris, because like we said, shechita has to be done more with a cutting, slicing motion, right. And melika has to be done pressing. It's pressing. So if you're doing the shechita in the back, the assumption is you did it in a pressing manner. And if you did shechita pressing, it's no good. The whole thing is weird because you're supposed to be doing malika. So it's okay. Mipnei shehu doris. So Gemara says, okay, man da amar mipnei shehu machalid. The one who says because you have this chalada issue, this knife being hidden issue, my time a lo amar mipnei shehu doris. Why does he say that it's not usher because of doris? Kasavar moluchu mevi malika kasher. Because we said because so he was moluchu mevi, big deal. He holds like the man da amar says that yeah, by malika you can do it one of two ways. You can either do pressure or do the slicing. So moluchu mevi will be kasher. Umanda, therefore, he has to come up with another reason, which is the chalada. Umanda amar b'nei shehu doris. One who says that its problem is because of drisa, because you're doing it in a pressing manner as opposed to a cutting motion. My time alone, b'nei shehu machalid. I don't know. Sometimes the Gemara says that they're not arguing; they're just adding other reasons. I thought this would be a perfect place to say you're adding other reasons because it's not one; they're not exclusive. But okay, Gemara says they are. Umanda amar b'nei shehu doris. My time alone, b'nei shehu machalid. Amalach, he says chalada hechidami. What is chalada? What does that mean? Chalada like a chulda, like a weasel. A weasel hides things. It goes into the bottom and hides. He says, "Hechi dami ki chulda hadara biikare batim." Like a weasel that lives in the holes of the house. Demikasia, that's completely hidden. Bahacha hamig migalia. Again, I don't know how it works, but the Gemara is assuming that when you do shechita from the back, the knife is partially exposed, I guess, or exposed enough. I guess the machlokes would be: is that exposure constitute chalada or not, and therefore you don't have to pass it from Kalada, you have to come up to the other reason of Doris. Okay.
When you're doing Malika, you're not doing Kalada and Jorsa?
You're doing, that's with the nail, sure. Apparently. Yeah, no, absolutely. You're supposed to do it with the nail, right. For Kalada. We're supposed to do it with Teresa.
Okay. So you're doing all these things with Malika.
You're doing a Malika to a bird with Shkita. So the Gemara is saying that you have to be doing it the way that Shkita would be kosher. So these things come, so shechita, you have a problem with chalada. So I don't know, apparently the fingernail in the back of the neck doesn't have an issue with...
with I find my own understanding. Malika only applies to an oath for...
Korban.
For korban.
Correct.
So why are we learning this in Chulin rather than...
Because it's coming up in shechita, because we went going back and forth, the differences between shechita and Malika. Gemara does it a lot, so it's, you know, apropos a little bit of the topic. It's not so off topic, we've seen worse. Okay. So Amar Rava, says, Ikashali, if you want to ask a question on Ze'iri's din, right, Ze'iri's din was, again, that if you cut the neck bone and the rov basar before the simanim, it turns into a nevela, right. Well, the kasha is malika itself. That's how malika is done. You're going through the back, you're hitting the neck bone and the flesh before you're hitting the simanim. Right. So Amar Rava, Ikashali, Hakashali, Kimesa Omer B'molik, is it possible, this is what sort of Mr. Foy was alluding to also, is it possible that what do? You kill the bird, make it into an avela, and then you hit the simanim, and that's considered malika? According to Yuziri, that's an avela. So what's going on? So I think the answer is also simple. That's the way you do malika. So in that instance, that's not the problem. Okay. So Amalei Abaye, says to Rava, if that's your issue, I have another question that has a similar issue. Amalei Abaye, the tikshi la olacha of, you should be concerned with the olas ha'of, the bayo shnei simanim, v'chimesa omeidu molek, you should ask the same question when it comes to the olas ha'of. What's the problem? When it comes to the ol of the bird, most birds, when you do shechita, you don't have to do one rov of one simon. When it comes to the olas ha'of, you have to do malika with both simanim, right? Both the kana and the veshes. Now, even if you don't hold like Ze'iri, let's say you say that it doesn't become a nevela, get rid of Ze'iri, but when it comes to an olas ha'of, You're supposed to do both gekonah and deveshes. So that means I did one, the bird's dead, and now I do the other.
Now it's already in the
veil. Now it's already in the veil, and I did the other. So it's sort of, how can the Torah tell me I have to do both if it's already in the veil? I don't know, because that's the way you do it. What? Okay, so Gemara says...
How else are you going to do it?
So Rava says to Abaye, no. There, by Olas Oaf, the reason why you have to do the extra simen is Kedei Lekayim B'Mitzvahs Havdalah. Because the Malika by the bird is done. It's done by the first simen. That's in the Malika. Why do you have to separate the other simen? Because you have to separate the head when it comes to the Olas Oaf for the pouring of the blood and all that stuff. What? Right, Kedei Lekayim B'Mitzvahs Havdalah. You have to separate it because you have to be mocked to the Rosh of the bird separate from the body. Right, we saw that. I guess we'll see that tomorrow. That's why the Torah tells you have to separate both simanim, even though it's already considered dead after you get the first siman. Nevertheless, you have to separate both. So Gemara asks on this: Ihachi, if the reason why that you have to do malik on both simanim is for the content of mitzvah havdalah or nami, you should also have to then. The mitzvah should be that you should have to do malika all the way through the skin. Why just two simanim? You have to go all the way to the skin to decapitate the head, not just to stop. So the Gemara says. Okay, so I'm not exactly sure this answer. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'ma'ake b'shchita, anything that if you didn't do it during shchita, right, that's going to be ma'ake b'havdala. That is what's going to be an equal by havdala. So by shchita, you have to do just both simanim." You don't have to decapitate the head.
Right.
Shchita is kosher without the decapitation. So too, by Malika, it would be kosher without the decapitation. He says, right, so he says, Kol ha'ma'ake b'shchita ma'ake b'avdallah. The kol she'ena ma'ake b'shchita ena ma'ake b'avdallah. So if you don't have to decapitate for shchita, you don't have that issue by havdallah to make it kosher. So Gemara says, okay, v'ha miyut simanim l'rabbanon delo ma'ake b'shchita ma'ake b'avdallah. But wait a second, that's not true. The idea is, if by Shchita, you only have to do Rov Simanim, you don't have to do all of it. But by Havdalah, halacha is, you have to do all the Simanim, you have to do complete. So it's not true. So you see something that's not Ma'ake by Shchita, is Ma'ake by Havdalah. So say the same thing when it comes to decapitation. Even though it's not Ma'ake by Shchita, it's Ma'ake by Havdalah. So okay, let's rephrase what this rule is. Rather, Ela Ema, Kol She'yeshno b'Shchita, yeshno b'Havdalah. Anything that you do have by Shchita, put it in the positive. Anything that there's a mitzvah to do by Shchita, there's a mitzvah to do by Havdalah. Because she'ena b'Shchita ain't b'Havdalah. If there's no mitzvah to do by Shchita, you don't have to do that by Havdalah. So by Shchita, the mitzvah is simanim. So too by Havdalah, you have to do simanim. By Shchita, there's no mitzvah to do decapitation. So therefore, by Havdalah, there's no mitzvah to do that goes all the way through the or. The Gemara then says, though, mikol makom kasha. We're still stuck with the kasha. What was the kasha? The original thing we went here is the kasha was on Zairi. Zairi said that if you go and you hit and you break the neck and the flesh of the neck prior to Karnav Veshes, you make a nevela. But that's how you do Malika. So that's still the original. Abai said, oh, if you had that question, we have the question on the Olas Oaf. Okay, we took care of that problem with the Olas Oaf. Still have the question about the on Zairi. So Amarava Ema Kenuosa. No, that's the way that you. That's what we said. That's the way you do malika. Kenuosa. That's the malika. Chotech shidra. You break the spine. Ve hamarfrekes, which is the neck bone, below rov basar, without doing rov of the basar. He says you're supposed to do it in a way where you don't decapitate and do rov basar. If you don't do rov basar, then according to Zairi, it's not an nevela. I think the answer is more simple and simply say. That's the way you do Malika. That's the way it's done. Okay, so I think...
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah, it comes up constantly. I'm clearly wrong, because the Gemara doesn't go that way. It's constantly having these issues. Okay. But let's go a little more. He says, V'chi salik Rab Zera. So Rab Zera went to Eretz Yisrael. Askechei Rab Ami. He found Rabbi Ami. The Yosef Karmel Haishmaita, who is saying this din of the Zairi. So Amr Leis, so Rav Zaira said to Rami, Vichy Mesa Omer the Molik, he asks Rav a question, but we're talking about turns him into a Nevela by Malika. Ishtoin Kishachada, so he's quiet for a moment, I guess he thought. That's also a good Musar. Someone asks you a question, you don't necessarily have to answer right away. Take a moment to think for a moment. Ishtoin Kishachada, Va Amr Leis, and then he says back to Rav Zaira, Ema, you must say, Kahu Ose. No, we do it in a way that it doesn't violate Zahiri's principle, like we just said. Kahu Ose, Chote Sidra, Mifrakekes, or Mifrakes, below Rove Basar, and then you only do the, you don't do it the Rove Basar. I guess you do the Rove Basar when you do the Simanim. So you kill it at the same time that you hit the Rove Basar. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Brisa that says this as well. Kate said Molkim Chatas Oof. How do you do the Malika on the Chatas Oof? Chote Shidra, you break the spine, the Mafrekes, and the Mafrekes, below Rove Basar, without, I guess, most of the flesh. And again, I don't know the anatomy, how it works, out Rove Basar. Ad Shemigila Veshulkana, until you get to either of the Veshulkana. Higila Veshulkana, when you get to the Veshulkana, Chotech Simon Echar Urubo, you cut one of the Simonim or a majority of it, you don't have any majority. Virov Basar Imo, and then with, and what you do, the Simon with the Rov Basar, so therefore you're not making it into Novela until you're actually completing the Malika. He says, Uva Ola, just finished the Brisa, and we'll explain the Brisa tomorrow. Uva Ola, when it comes to Ola's Oath, Shnayim, everything's the same, except you have to do it with both Simanim, O Rov Shnayim, or majority of two, because you have the problem of the Havdalah. Okay, so we will stop here and pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.